we're joined by Cedric Thornton. Pardon me. Cedric, pull that microphone right down in front of you there so we can talk to you. And football camp going on tomorrow at War Memorial Stadium. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And how can people register? What do they need to do?
We got a website on online. It's on my Facebook page and it's on Mr. Corey Blunt's Facebook page. You can register online. But if you don't want to do that, you can actually, it's only a $20 fee when you come to War Memorial Stadium tomorrow. We'll hand the T-shirts out to each individual that come through the doors, and we're going to get them autographed by every NFL player there. And it's ages 6 through 13. It says 6 through 12 on the flyers, but we're inviting the 13-year-olds, too. We're just going to take them through some drills that we do before practice in the NFL. A couple guys going to give their testimonies and their life struggles and the adversity that they have overcome to get to the NFL. So, I mean, it's going to be a fun thing. This is my first camp that I'm actually hosting. I've been to many camps, play 60. So, I mean, I definitely know how it goes. And just going to take them through drills, and they're definitely going to learn more than what the knowledge that they had before they came.
Cedric Thornton, the Philadelphia Eagles, the defensive tackle from Star City, Arkansas. First off, talk about Star City Bulldogs. Oh, what it was like growing up down there.
Star City Bulldogs, we definitely had we was in the 8AAA back then. We ended up playing Shiloh Christian and CAC in the playoffs, but we played Warren Lumberjacks. That was our rivalry. It was pretty nice, man. We was one of the elite teams to my senior year. We had a new coach. I think we only won a couple games, but it was nice playing for the Bulldogs. It's my team, and I still go down there and visit them guys every now and then.
And talk about the new coach now in Philly. Obviously, you're a defensive guy, and he's an offensive guy in Chip Kelly.
A lot of plays getting run, man. A lot of plays. I'm on the defensive side. The tempo is definitely high, and I'm enjoying it, man. He's taking me back to our college days. Coach Reed, he was kind of laid back and, you know, let us be our own professional. But he's pushing us, you know, untapping every potential that we got, and he's definitely you know, getting us to buy in. That's the part when you got a lot of professionals that think they know their job, and, you know, a new coach come in, they can't tell them how to be successful. But all our guys are buying in, from LeSean McCoy to D'Amico Ryans and to the big names, and I think we're going to be a lot successful than we was last year.
I've heard that he's changed the way you guys eat. He's changed the way you guys work out. Is that all true?
I ain't going to talk too much about that, but he's definitely – has his aspect of the game. He's definitely have his different knowledge of how he wants the game to be taught, and he definitely is pushing us to do some extreme stuff, and we like it. We love it. Coach Chip, he's a great guy. He got the knowledge of the game, and we've seen what he did in Oregon. We're buying in, and we're hopefully that we can change the NFL and get more wins for the Eagles. And we're trying to win a Super Bowl. That's what the key is, get to the playoffs and win a Super Bowl.
Cedric, talk about your path going to a smaller school through SAU. Talk about your path to the NFL.
Man, there's a lot of adversity, you know, coming from a small school. Guys like me, we don't often get a chance, but I had some scouts come in, and I ended up being number one player in the nation my junior year and going into my senior year. So God allowed me to get a lot of looks, and I thank him for every opportunity that he got. I had to stand out. I had 81 tackles my junior year, 9.5 sacks. You know, I just had to stand out. Got a lot of looks, and just took advantage of the opportunity when I had it. I got an opportunity to go to the Senior Bowl. It was like one or two Division II guys there, and I did my thing there. And then I got invited to the Combine. I ran a slow time. I thought, you know, that I could have did better. But the Combine was an experience itself. And just being a small school guy, you just got to take advantage of every opportunity. You know, stay humble, you know, and just me, what I believe is give God the glory, and he'll give you the story. So that's what he's doing right now. This is going on to my contract year for the Eagles. I've been there. I just been humble, and I just been taking coaching, and you know, this is my season to start. So I'm definitely going to be a starter. So just try to just take advantage of the opportunity. And
Cedric, if there are some young kids listening right now that obviously would like to play for the Razorbacks sometime, they come from a small town in Arkansas that might not have that opportunity. What advice would you give them to say, hey, look, you don't have to play for the Razorbacks or Arkansas State to get to the NFL? I'm proof of that.
What advice I would give to them is just approach it. If you go to a small school, I approached it like this. I thought I was supposed to be in D1, but I went to a small school. So I approached Division II as I'm supposed to dominate this league because I'm not supposed to be here anyway. So you got to dominate it, and then you got to make the grades to stay on the field. If you don't have the grades, you're not going to have the opportunity to play. Just got to dominate it, stay humble, and stay hungry. Football is football. You're definitely going to get the looks, and when you get your looks, just take advantage of the opportunity.
And go ahead and give us some more info on the camp, you, yourself, and some of the guys that will be there.
Me, myself, I'm hosting the camp. I'm number defensive tackle number 72 for the Eagles, Cedric Thornton. And we got Fletcher Cox, Vinnie Curry. Fletcher Cox was our first-round draft pick. Vinnie Curry was our second-round draft pick last year. Then we got Phillip Hunt. He's undrafted from the Canadian League. He was an outstanding player over there. He's been with the Eagles going on 2 years. And we got Jarius Wright for the Arkansas Razorback. He would be there. And so, I mean, we got all the guys, the kids that come there get the autographs, the signatures on the back of the shirts. And then they're going to learn, and like I said, and listen to people's testimony. And we're going to take them through some drills that we actually do before practice. So it should be an experience. I hope they come ready because we're ready. And just come out there to War Memorial. Start at 8 a.m. until 12 p.m.
8 o'clock, War Memorial Stadium, 8 to 12, $20. And 6 to 13, the age is there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 6 to 13.
Should be fun.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it. Good luck this year.
All right, appreciate y'all for having me.
Super Bowl this year?
Super Bowl? We ain't doing no predictions, but a better record than last year.
I think you'll make a lot of people proud that are Philadelphia Eagle fans. You have a better record than last year. Anybody with a better record than the year before, obviously, it'll make them proud. Congratulations on your accomplishments so far, Cedric, and good luck this year.
All right, appreciate it.
And good luck with the camp tomorrow as well.
All right, thanks.